Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 25th day in the month of June 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been faithful. We just have a few days to the end of this month, and we are wrapping up the first half of the year. And if you are listening to my voice right now, that means the Lord has been good. Regardless of everything that you might have seen this year, regardless of how the month must have looked, the Lord is still good. And the Lord still has a lot in store for you this month and this year. The year is not over, so just be expectant. Be praising the Lord. Be thankful for everything that He has done and everything that He is still doing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Wednesday, the 25th day in the month of June 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Fear God Alone, Part 2. Fear God Alone, Part 2. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 16 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 16, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 112 to 118. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 8 from verse 12 to 13. Isaiah chapter 8 from verse 12 to 13. From verse 12, it says, Say ye not a confidency to all them whom these people shall say, a confidency, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 112 from verse 1 to 10. Psalm 112 from verse 1 to 10. From verse 1 it reads, Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness and forever. Upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His own shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. It shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic today says, Fear God Alone. Our topic today says, Fear God Alone, Part 2. Our manual today reads, Some people are afraid of witches, wizards, and other forces of darkness. Some other people are afraid of their bosses. Some are afraid of failure, and some are even afraid of success. There are even some people who are afraid of their own shadows. I know that many people, situations, or even objects can indeed seem fearsome. However, you must understand that 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God is the only being in the entire universe that is worth fearing. Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." When you are afraid of people, situations, or anything at that, you are not walking in the fullness of the freedom of Jesus that Jesus paid for you. If you are still afraid of some things, it means that you have not yet understood that Jesus has made you free indeed, like we see in John 8 verse 36. It doesn't matter how wealthy, intelligent, famous, or even influential you are. If you are afraid, you are living in constant torment and are in bondage, like we see in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. When Jesus sets anyone free, he gives the fellow all things that pertains to life and godliness. Everything the fellow needs to establish is our freedom, like we see in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Jesus came to deliver us from the fear of death, like we see in Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 15. The moment a fellow comes to Jesus Christ, he or she does not have to be afraid of death anymore. The Bible says in Psalm 112 verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." This scripture clearly states that the people who fear God are blessed indeed. A fellow who fears God indeed will delight greatly in his commandments. You can claim to fear God and despise, disrespect, or disobey his instructions. When you fear God, you love his law and obey them. Beloved, there is no need to be afraid of anyone or anything. God is the only one you should fear. Trust in him and he will deliver you from all forms of fear. Put all your focus on God. Delight in his word. Obey his commandments and he will keep you in perfect peace all the days of your life. Like we see in Isaiah 26 verse 3. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, trust in God and he will deliver you from all every fear, every form of fear. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available for you to listen and enjoy throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.